Good morning, 7:40 a.m. on March the 25th, the second anniversary of starting this podcast, talking on my morning walk. It's 18 degrees, it is cold, there's snow everywhere, most of the sidewalks are bare, for which I am grateful. A couple of the places I've traveled already are snow crusted and mounded from the rare snowplow event. But to understand Greeley, you have to understand that we get so little snow that plowing is an afterthought. They do have a plow. In fact, I think they've got a couple, three maybe. And they do plow main thoroughfares, and the road that I travel, the long western reach, is alongside that noisy road that some of you remember from the early days. So that gets plowed, but the side roads were plowed as well. Now, because the side roads are much wider, the subdivision requirements for road access being what they are, there's plenty of room for the snow beside the road and not on the sidewalk. So it works out. Yesterday's walk was a walk. I did walk. I didn't talk because I walked behind a snow shovel. Yeah, it was one of those days where, you know, it wasn't that much snow, 4 inches or so. But the problem is that we're now on the city's watch list. So if we don't get it cleared off within 24 hours of the end of the storm, then they fine us again. So, yeah. Yesterday I shoveled. And then last night it snowed again, but it didn't stick. It was just one of those snow flurries. And yesterday was warm enough that the portions that were shoveled melted clear and then dried before the day ended. And that's what I'm walking on now, is a beautifully clear, dry sidewalk, even though there's snow mounted on both sides. But that's the nature of snow in Greeley. That's the nature of winter, of, I should say, spring, since we are now on this side of the vernal equinox. I didn't start Endomondo today because it was pointless to try to time something that I knew I was going to stop and take pictures along the way. I have several pictures that I will post on the TOMMW website, talking on my morning walk. They're also in my Flickr, or will be. They aren't all there yet because I didn't mail the last one up, but yeah, they'll be on my Flickr account as well. With the hashtag TOMMW. I didn't tweet them. It seemed like overkill. I did put out one tweet that said it was the second anniversary walk, so close enough. 2 years, 560 something files, which means in 700 days I've missed 200 of them. 730 days. I've missed 200. Well, 140 or so. 24 months. I suppose that's not too bad. Of course, I took that long break when I needed it. And I'm feeling much more invigorated. I'm feeling much more into it. Forcing myself out in 18 degree weather has reminded me that I actually enjoy these mornings when it's stone cold. God, it's cold out here. Well, let me take a picture of this neighborhood because I walk through this canyon of walls each day. Let me grab a picture of it. And we'll see how that shows up. I don't know if it shows or not. I can't see the screen well enough. but we'll take the picture and walk on. So in theory, taking the picture did not interrupt the recording, and it looks like it didn't. So that's cool. It's one of those things that I meant to check yesterday and then didn't. The road to hell, paved with good intentions. What are you gonna do? Put the phone back in my pocket so I can put my glove back on. It's the problem with the screen is that it needs a naked finger in order to work. For most of the things. Gloves don't seem to cut it, and I don't have the dexterity I need to be able to hit the little buttons with the gloves anyway, so I guess it's just as well. But it makes it for a cold finger. Guys, talk about walking in a winter wonderland. It's, with the sun just coming up, it's a beautiful crystalline day. In more ways than one, there's ice crystals along the side of the road, and snow crystals along over the grass and in the trees still. I'm surprised how much snow is still in the trees. I would have thought yesterday's 33 degree day would have taken most of that away, but it didn't. Perhaps they're in shadows. And I should have worn a t-shirt. I got a really nice warm fleece undershirt on, pullover, and I'm so skinny now that when I walk it bells out underneath my jacket, which sucks cold air up across my stomach. A t-shirt would help that greatly. Oh, and I was going to take a picture of this intersection. This is the stop sign intersection where there's a three-way stop, and I just had a car go by, which reminded me. So let's see, can I take a picture? Of course I can. I have to back up. Yeah, you can't see all the stop signs because they're set back too far, but there at least is the intersection that causes me, in many ways, the most grief. In part because I'm always talking when I cross this intersection, and in part because it's astonishing how often, for being a small intersection in a subdivision, on the back side of a subdivision, it's astonishing how often there are cars at one or more of those stop signs. It doesn't seem like it should be possible, but it is. It does, it happens. Now, the more dangerous intersection is the one out on 34, the one along the long western reach, where a main passage into, main entrance into the subdivision butts up against a busy road. And that is quite frequently more problematic in terms of cars, because there's always cars coming and going. But because there's so much traffic on the main road, it's really quite easy for me to get across the street, even on a busy day, because I'm not crossing the busy street, I'm crossing the side street, and all the other cars have to stop and wait for the traffic to pass as well. So I generally walk behind the lead car and let them have free pass at whatever hole opens up. And then I'm always looking over my shoulder to make sure nobody's trying to come into the subdivision while I'm trying to walk across the entrance. But like I say, it's these days I'm always not talking when I walk past that intersection. It used to be more problematic in the old days when I would reverse my path and would walk alongside Route 34, the busy, noisy road, for 2 weeks out of every four. I have to say, I don't miss that. I don't miss changing directions. Could be because I missed so many days walking that it doesn't seem to matter. And I also seem to enjoy a great deal the fact that after 2 years, I still see things when I walk that I might not have seen before. Maybe it's a new graffiti tag. Maybe it's an old graffiti tag that's been painted over. Maybe it's the way the leaves look, or the air smells, or the delicate scent of dryer sheets on the wind. Oh, I have to take this picture. This is the long eastern reach. This is going to glare like a son of a gun because the sun is almost directly east. Let's see if I can find my camera icon in the glare. There it is. And as you can see, this path has not been cleared. It's not been shoveled. I'll have to take a picture of myself when I get back because my mustache is coated with ice. It's not terrible walking, but it's been packed down by lots of feet. And so where the pack is, it's kind of rough. It's all right. Compared to walking on the main road, this is really pretty easy. And I will be coming alongside the shoveled portions here pretty soon. Oh, and the monk pole. I have to take a picture of the monk pole. There it is, the one in the middle, Morning Monk Pole. Not that I'm OCD or anything. So 2 years I've been walking this route. When I started out, I weighed 225 pounds. I should have weighed in this morning and figured out it's too late now because it's past my weigh-in time, and that's always problematic. I'm also dressed and I don't have time to do it before I have to get home and get as much of this posted as I can before I have to go to the therapist at 9 this morning. So be that as it may. Oh, here comes a car. We'll wait for him to move. So the long eastern reach. I measured it. It's not quite a half a mile, but it's very close to it. So 1/4 of my walk is along this stretch. And something more than 0.7 miles along the long western stretch. That's the biggest chunk is that one long stretch beside the busiest highway, which is also the most unpleasant. It's not too bad some days. It was unpleasant today. My knees are telling me that they don't like walking through that crap, but most days I've got my earbuds plugged in and my head down, and I don't really worry too much about anything until I come to an intersection or a driveway. I haven't been hit by a car yet. I have slipped on the sidewalk and fallen. And I've done that a couple of times. Luckily not while I was recording, because that would be just too unpleasant. But now I'm going to jinx myself and probably do it, but be that as it may. When I first started out, I think it was back before I was even recording. I was just trying to get a weight loss down. This has been a recurring theme with my life here in Greeley and my sedentary professions, in that I sit and I eat, and I sit and I eat, and I eat and I sit, and that's it. But at one point I'd lost 65 pounds, 70 pounds actually, I think. And I did it by walking and diet and a lot of the same things that I'm doing now. Is back when I was eating oatmeal for breakfast every day instead of my whole wheat bread. And in a lot of ways, the oatmeal wasn't really helping matters that much, although it did give me some really good complex carbohydrates to start the day with, much like the bread does. It was a little light on protein. I probably could have put peanut butter in it. I hadn't thought of that. It would be like oatmeal bread with peanut butter, only it would be oatmeal with raisins and apple juice. It was good oatmeal. It was steel-cut oats, whole oats, not rolled oats. And I made it with apple juice, half water, and half a cup of raisins. And that was a little bit of milk, that was it. That was breakfast. That was, for a long time, that was breakfast. It was quite good. I still think about that, obviously. It's not bacon, don't get me wrong. It's not bacon, it's not eggs, it's not fried potatoes. Oh, God, don't stop. Stop thinking about that. I can't. I have to go back and see the doctor here pretty soon. In fact, I was supposed to go see him, I think, in February, and here it is almost the end of March. I'm probably not going to be able to get to see him until April. He's probably not going to be happy with me, but I need to get this addiction I have to Reese's peanut butter cups under control. The problem isn't necessarily the peanut butter. It's probably the bigger issue is the sugar and the fat in the chocolate. And there's no question that they add extra sugar to the peanut butter before they put it in those little cuppy thingies. And then the chocolate, of course, has sugar in it. And I can't eat just like one or two. I have to have five, because they're so good. And with coffee, oh man, peanut butter cup and coffee. Here I go about food again. Stop it, stop it. Fresh whole wheat bread and peanut butter. Mixed it up a little bit. Yesterday I had Nutella on my peanut butter, on my toast. One toast was Nutella, one toast with peanut butter. It was quite scrumptious. Although, to be honest, I think I like peanut butter. The Nutella's good. It's chocolatey. But it's not peanut butter. And my mouth likes peanut butter, I think. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Oh, and the park. Here we are. I've reached the end of the long eastern reach. I'm going to take a picture of the park, because I talk about the park a lot. So I can start the camera up again. Here's the park. And it's really sort of a right angle view to the first one that I started with the pole where I take my photos. And walk along north here. And get to the back gate. Today I'll be going through the garage because the back gate is snowed in, but I will take a picture of the back gate just so you know that there is such a thing. I've taken pictures of my lilacs before. The lilacs got all trimmed back down to ground level in the fall. And a lot of the bushes around the house got revitalized that way. We still have a big barren spot in the front where my wife insisted that we take out the junipers that were there and were overgrown. There's no question about that. But figuring out what to put in its place, that's a bit more of a challenge. Well, there's no kids on the playground today. I wonder why. A, it's a school day. B, it's 18 degrees. It's probably up to 25 now. Sun feels good. And if I still have my crusty face. Let's see if we can turn the camera around. Can't really see. So I don't know if this is going to be a picture or just a blur, but we'll see. It took. I can't tell what I took a picture of, but it did take, so. Tried to stand with the sun in my face. It's quite a lot of ice. School bus. Crunchy bed underfoot. Ah. So 2 years. Almost 1,200 miles. 1,100 and I don't know. Something. It'll say in the paperwork, in the documentation for today's podcast. It's hard to believe that I've kept it going as long as I have, even with the breaks in it, coming back to it again and again. And it's something that I take great pleasure in, even on days when I don't take great pleasure in them. Knowing that I've done it over a long period of time counts a great deal for me. I'm going to take a picture of the fence. It would help if I turn the camera back around, so I'm taking a picture outward. There you go. And I'm pretty sure the back gate is centered. It's the part where the fence line breaks and sort of sags. But I'll be going in through the garage today. But there it is. The back gate. And my 2 miles on my second anniversary day. The first day of my third year. Talking on my morning walk. Oh, I can take this picture here. This will be a better picture. You can actually see the gate is not quite latched. That's the one I'll post. But 2 years talking on my morning walk. 8:03 a.m. It was a good 43, 44 minute walk. Cold day, beautiful morning. Thank you all for sharing the last 2 years with me. And we look forward to sharing the next year with you as well. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.